Well, praise him. As we're coming on this afternoon, I want you to like, tag, and share this video with those, hallelujah, that you know need to hear from the Father, that need a word on today. Hallelujah, I got a revelation that the Father gave me as it pertains to where we're going in this season, where we're going, where we're getting ready to experience, how we're getting ready to operate, even walk in the spirit realm. It is of utmost importance right now that those of you that are listening get a greater understanding of the impact that the people are getting ready to make in the earth, even in this hour. It is of utmost importance that we understand that as he is bringing us forward, hallelujah, he's not just dealing with us look at things in the natural as the people are excited about the new beginning, the new time, the new season, as they're getting in that excited mode. The Father began to tell me, he said, hallelujah, many of them are excited about the natural things that are being spoken, he said, but there are some things that are taking place in the spirit realm that has absolutely, positively caused a great change in the lives of the people. There are those of you that have been for the last 12 months, and he began to talk to me about it, and I released some on the prayer line this morning, but he began to talk to me about the last 12 months and what was taking place with many of the people. Some of you had no clue, no idea, no unction of what he was really doing in you the last 12 months. The last 12 months have been very, very rough months for some people. They have been very rough because they went through a great purification, sanctification, and beautification during these last 12 months. These last 12 months, as you went through the trials and the tests and the different things that you were encountering, these were things that were sent forth by Yah in this hour, hallelujah, that were to bring about a sweet aroma from you, hallelujah, my God. I heard him say, even on this morning, he said, I have shipped it. This is what he told me, and I'm going to release it to some of you. He said, I have shipped it, hallelujah, your odor in my nostrils. Hey, my God, you better hear me on today, hallelujah. He said, I have shipped the odor of you, hallelujah, in my nostrils. He said, it's another smell, another fragrance that you're now illuminating in the earth. He said, it's something different that I have released upon those that have been put through a grueling process during the last 12 months that were to prepare them for how I need to use them in these coming days that are coming up. He said, it is of the utmost importance that people really begin to understand that I have shifted their aroma in this hour. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. He said, some of you, even when you enter into rooms or even when you come even around people, they're going to begin to smell a different kind of smell as you come even around them. He said, you will illuminate the smell of worship, hallelujah, among the people, and they're not going to understand it, but you're going to be able to, hallelujah, cause some things to even happen, hallelujah, because you have been given a DNA upgrade. And this is the word of the Father that he gave me to those of you that have been through this process for the last 12 months. I'm telling you, he crushed us. He broke us. He took us through, hallelujah, my God, great persecution. Many trials and tests came about. Some of you were so publicly humiliated, even before the people, that you thought, hallelujah, that he had forsaken you, but he had to allow you to go through that public humiliation. He had to allow you to go through some things so that he could break your will, that he could break, anything that was in you that resembled or smelled even a pride. He had to take you through the process of eliminating your ability to operate even by the flesh. Some of you, even in this hour, you didn't even understand what he was absolutely doing in your life. You begin to look. Some of you thought something was wrong with you. Some of you thought, hallelujah, that you were out the will of the Father. Some of you thought, hey, my Kosiah, hallelujah, that you were being, hallelujah, blasted under the Kosiah before the people, and you couldn't understand, Father, why didn't you cover me? Hallelujah, why I go through this? Why didn't you cover me? Why I was going through this trial and this test? Usually, he would cover you, but in this season, under the Kosiah, he didn't allow you to be covered. In this season, he didn't allow you, hey, my Kosiah, under the Kosiah, hallelujah, to go through, even with help. Hallelujah. He didn't allow you to be helped by anybody. He didn't allow you, Rabbi Kosiah, to even get in a place under the book Kosiah, oh my God, where you would find yourself, hallelujah, even having people, Rabbi Kosiah, even around you. Hallelujah. He said, I have blocked off everything, Rabbi Kosiah, as it pertains even unto you. I have blocked you off under the book Kosiah. I have blocked, Reba Kosiah, your heart, Reba Kosiah, my God, hallelujah. He took you through a process, hallelujah, where he began to eliminate, hey, my God, everything, Reba Kosiah, as it pertains even unto you. He began to show you himself, under the Hosiah, in a greater measure, hallelujah. It was a greater understanding that began to take place. It was a greater understanding, hey my gosh, hallelujah, that began to happen. It was a greater understanding, my God, hallelujah, that began to erupt, Reba Kosiah, my God. You got to understand in this day and hour, Reba Kosiah, that he had brought you to a place, my God, hallelujah, where he was saying without a doubt, Reba Kosiah, my God, hallelujah, that I am taking out everything, Reba Kosiah, that is not Reba Kosiah of me. I'm taking out everything, even in this hour, that would cause you to be, Reba Kosiah, messed up, even in your spirit, man. He said, this is the hour right now, Reba Kosiah, where I'm putting you into a place, even in this season, hallelujah, where you're going to begin to illuminate, Reba Kosiah, the very essence of my glory in the earth, even in this hour. There are those of you listening right now, hey my God, that the power of the Holy Ghost is even speaking, especially to you, even in this hour. And he is saying, without a shadow of a doubt, I have caused an eruption in your natural man. Hear me real good. He said, there's a DNA upgrade that has taken place to now, Reba Kosiah, my God, hey, my mando de Rebo Kosiah, my God, hallelujah, I am causing you to walk, hey, my Kosiah, in the very anointing and power of my spirit, hallelujah. He said, listen, Reba Kosiah, he said, I have caused something to turn on in you in this hour. This is why he began to talk to us so heavy about even faith, even in this hour. This is why he began, Reba Kosiah, without a doubt, to begin to say even unto us, even in this hour, that he has to do, Reba Kosiah, special thing. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, in us, even in this hour. For 12 months you went through, my God, a metamorphosis in your DNA, because he had to get you to a point under Mahoshaya where you operated by the Spirit. He said, in this hour, you're getting ready to see it, daughter. This is the time when they're going to see it erupt. This is the time when they're going to see it's going to come to pass. He said, this is the hour right now where they're getting ready to see exactly what he's getting ready to do, even in this hour, without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, my Kosiah, he's getting ready to perform his word, hallelujah, with great power and great authority. He's going to perform his word. He's getting ready to bring you, Rabbi Kosiah, into Rabbi Kosiah, a place, I'm talking about Kosiah, of authority. Even in this hour, one of the things he talked about was being Hamakosiah in the Banabokosiah, in a position now to where you're getting ready to walk totally how he has purpose for you to walk. Hallelujah. He said, tell them, even in this hour, hallelujah, hey, glory, they're excited about the material things that were prophesied. He said, but did they tell you, Rabbi Kosiah, that you had to become like me in order for you to even operate, Rabbi Kosiah, even in my kingdom? He said, I had to change their DNA, daughter, under Rabbi Kosiah, because there were failures and different things that was in the DNA, Rabbi Kosiah, my God. He said, I had to change their DNA, Rabbi Kosiah, because there were things that took place in their life that caused them to have some issues and different things that would have kept them from being the vessel that I needed them to be, even for such a time even as this, my God. He said, I had to upgrade their DNA, Rabbi Kosiah, where the things of life will no longer dictate to them and cause them, Rabbi Kosiah, not to be able to operate in the glory and the power that I have given even unto them. He said, I had to do something on the inside of them for the last 12 months, my God. He said, it's been a sanctification that has been going on. He said, whatever was buried on the inside of them, whatever, my God, issue that my Kosiah still remained, I began to dig it out of them during these 12 months. Listen, to my Hosiah, he said, I had to get them to that purification. They had to begin to walk in that purification for what I need them to go forth and do, even in this hour. I could not allow the enemy to hold anything over their head. I couldn't allow them to even go before the people with conviction about anything that might have been in them that was wrong. Hey, my God, what an about Hosiah, he said, I had to purify them from everything that have contaminated them, from the persecution of the people, from the hurts and pain, oh my God, that they experienced because of what they had to encounter and what they had to go through. I had to deal with them in a personal way because I did not know, Rabbi Kosiah, under the name of Kosiah, my God, if they would be able to, oh my God, so be sustained as they walked through, hallelujah, what they had to the book Kosiah been mandated to do, even for this hour. He began to say, I stretched them, Rabbi Kosiah, in every way possible. I stretched their faith. I stretched their love. I stretched everything that pertained even unto them. I stretched their endurance. I stretched their patience. I stretched them, Rabbi Kosiah, so then the book Kosiah, then that I could purify them. And my Kosiah, some of you, hey, my Kosiah, hallelujah, had to be purged and had to be sanctified to another dimension and another level, because now the Father said, I got to have you in a position that when you go before the people, there will be nothing in you that would cause them, Rebbe Kosiah, to be to not be able to receive from you. He said, never mind, even those that hate you and are jealous of you because of the DNA restructure, because of the DNA upgrade, because of the DNA transformation, because of the transfiguration that you have went through, even those that hate you gonna have to respect the word that is literally a Hosiah that was released even out of you. He said, listen, there were those of them that could not even, hallelujah, they couldn't even pray for you, even in this season. They couldn't pray. They couldn't pray. They couldn't say a word. They couldn't say a thing. They couldn't open their mouth and say not one word. Even in this hour, they saw you going through. They saw the crushing that you had to endure. And yet, said the Father, hallelujah, they had not the okay to even pray for you. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever been there, where you knew that these were your intercessors, but they couldn't even pray for you. Hallelujah. Because they would have messed up, hey, my God, the process. They would have messed up, hallelujah, the metamorphosis. They would have messed up the change. Hallelujah, my God. And so he said, I had to cause a change. Hallelujah. Because see, what some of you needed was the ability to be able, hallelujah, to enter into, hallelujah, the different dimensions that you have to walk in, even in this hour. He said, the shifting, the going from glory to glory that you going to experience even in this upgrade under the Hosiah is going to be mind-blowing even to you. Hallelujah. Some of you got mad at people, but they, my God, but the Holy Ghost clapped their mouth shut. They couldn't even minister to you. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a place, my God, under the Hosiah, when even nobody had the ability under the Hosiah to really even see what you were going through? Nobody could minister to you. You couldn't get a prophecy. You couldn't get nothing under the Hosiah. You couldn't even hear from him. He became silent under the Bohosiah, even unto you. Why? Because you had to complete the metamorphosis. You had to complete that 12-month change. The purification that had to be done required that none would interfere. He said, I didn't allow the angel to even come and minister and strengthen you in certain times that you were going through. I allowed you to be broken in the Bohosiah. I allowed you to be crushed in my Kosiah, even by people that say they love you. You had to go through it. You had to go through it because your DNA had to change. You had to become Rebbe Kosiah, the express image of your Creator. You had to begin to walk like him, to think like him, to act like him. Your character had to become like his character. Oh my God, you had to begin, Rebbe Kosiah, to move like he moved. You had to begin to love like he loved. You couldn't understand yourself what was going on, Rebbe Kosiah, but he began to talk to you. And he began to talk to you. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. He said you had to go through these 12 months that have just passed. You had to go through it. It was of a necessary. Hallelujah, my God. Hey, my God. It was a necessity that you go through it. Hallelujah. Hey, my God, you had to endure it. Don't get mad at the people that walked away. He had to move them. He wouldn't even hear, my God. He had to move them. Hallelujah. For that time and that season. Hallelujah. They had to go for that time and that season until he had you at a place, oh my God, where he can bring you for. Hey, my God. And so in this hour, hey, my God, those that he is releasing, even in this hour, hallelujah, their DNA has changed under the Hosea. They have the ability to walk completely the way the Father, hey, my God, has chosen for them to walk. Hallelujah. There's no resistance in them because their DNA has changed. Hear me real good. They don't resist nothing he says. They don't resist nothing that he has given them. They don't resist nothing that has been revealed. Hallelujah. They don't resist a thing. But they stand in the knowledge of his truth. Reba Kosaya, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. It is of utmost importance, even now, that you understand what you're getting ready to walk into. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost begin to say, Rabba Kosaya. Hallelujah. That he's raising up a people, Rabba Kosaya. Hallelujah. Who are going to bring in, hey, my God, hear me real good, a new righteousness. Hear me real good. This righteousness is not self-centered. Neither is it self-absorbed. Hear me real good. In other words, the Father said the righteousness that the people are exhibiting in this hour is a righteousness that points the people to look at them. Because they have placed traditions. Hallelujah. That they have placed traditions in place. Hallelujah. That are causing the people to judge. Hallelujah. Everybody according to their traditional standards that they have set. Hallelujah. That they're saying, if you don't act like this, if you don't be like this, if you don't look like this, then you are not righteous. But the Holy Ghost in this hour is using his remnant even in this season to set a course of new righteousness. Hallelujah. A new standard of righteousness that's coming forth. Hallelujah. It has nothing to do with the traditions of men that told you how to dress and how you had to look and this. No, this all has to do with the Spirit. This has to do with them getting you to a place to where you are absolutely operate, hallelujah, like your creator. Hallelujah. This is the new righteousness, Rebbe Hosea, that we move just like our creator. My God, this righteousness has to do with your character and the attributes, that you present, hallelujah, to the people. It has nothing to do with your dress code. It has nothing to do, Reba Kosaya, with the standards that man has set, so that when you think of righteousness, you think of long dresses, three-piece suits, and, hey, my God, robes and all those things, hallelujah, collars and Reba Kosaya and all those things, hallelujah. It has nothing to do with that, hallelujah. It has everything to do with me exhibiting who my Father and my Savior is in this hour. It has everything to do with me acting like he acts. Hallelujah. Bezelab Hosea, being like he is. Hallelujah. It has everything to do with that. Hallelujah. Even in this hour. Hallelujah. For a season. Rabba Kosaya, in a moment. The people. Rabba Kosaya. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Have been at a place even in this hour. Hallelujah. Where they have begun. Hallelujah. To get even a greater understanding. Rebakoshaya, my God. Hallelujah. Some have, hey, my God, Hallelujah, have come out of the norm even in this hour, and they're walking in the way that the Father has given them to walk. Hallelujah. I know for a fact that people are looking for prophecies about how they're going to be blessed. But the greatest blessing that I can release to you on this day is to tell you in this hour, there is a DNA change that has taken place. And in the course of that DNA change, hallelujah, who has been Rebakoshaya last is now becoming first in the kingdom of Yahweh. Hallelujah, who was, hallelujah, was looked down as unfit and unworthy, Hallelujah, shall now be exalted before the people and before the earth. Those of you, even in this hour, need to have a greater understanding that the Father is more concerned about your spiritual makeup than he is about you getting, hallelujah, material possessions. Hear me real good. He's concerned about your spiritual makeup because, hey, my Kosaya, for a season, Rebakoshaya, it was so much dishonor, hey, my God, as it pertains to him and his kingdom being portrayed by the preachers and those, hallelujah, that say that they are his. He says, so now the people need to understand that I am looking at your heart. I'm looking at your character. I'm looking at the way that you carry yourself and you present yourself into the Hosea. He said, because I need a people that have a different aroma, a people that have a different aroma, aroma that's pleasing to my nostrils, even in this hour. He said, listen, Rebbe Hosea, tell them, even in this hour, that I'm not going to bless them, Rebakoshaya, when they still got the same stale aroma, Rebakoshaya, ascending into my nostrils, ascending up into Rebakoshaya before me. He said, I'm looking for those who have allowed the DNA change to take place. I'm looking for those, Rebakoshaya, that have allowed the spirit man to override the physical man. I'm looking for those in this hour, hallelujah, whose DNA, hallelujah, my God, has been shifted. Rebakoshaya. Hallelujah. He said, in the course of your DNA changing, hallelujah, you're going to begin to walk in deeper. Rebakoshaya. Understanding, hallelujah, of his mysteries, even in this hour. You're about to see some knowledge. Rebakoshaya. Hallelujah. In this hour, that's going to revolutionize the mindsets of the people. Rebakoshaya. Hallelujah, my God. Rebakoshaya. Hallelujah. For this cause, Rebakoshaya. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. For that cause, hallelujah, of you going through the crushing and the brokenness. Hallelujah. Of you being rejected and overthrown. Hallelujah. For the cause of you, hallelujah, being afflicted. Rebakoshaya, my God. Hallelujah, my God. There is a DNA change, and another aroma is now illuminating from you, even in this hour. He said, even in your DNA, there's a greater dimension of faith that has developed even in you. Hallelujah, where now you're going to walk with the understanding that there is nothing impossible. Rebakoshaya, hallelujah. He said, now you get ready to walk with that understanding that there is nothing impossible. Rebakoshaya, some of you, even in this hour, are coming from being limited to unlimited, even in this hour. He said, even your very voice, Rebakoshaya, shall begin to create. This is what he's saying, even in this hour. With the DNA chain comes the ability now for you to walk in the creative order, oh my God, that you have been chosen, hey my God, to walk in. He said that even as he has, Rebakoshaya, done, so shall you even in this hour. He said, my voice, Rebakoshaya, the authority, Rebakoshaya, under the Rebakoshaya of my blood, blood shall now exhibit to the people who I am through your life, said the Father. Hallelujah. You have been given the ability, hallelujah, my God, to recreate and to create what is his order. Oh my God, hallelujah, my God, which means, people, that now you walk in the creative order that he brought forth, hallelujah, man and woman here. Hear me real good. Hallelujah. He said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. Let us make him. Let us give him authority and dominion over our creation. Let us, hallelujah, give them the ability, Rebakoshaya, hallelujah, to be even as we are. Rebakoshaya, my God. Hallelujah. Let us give them the ability, Rebakoshaya, to do what we do. Hallelujah. So, hey, my God, in this hour, Hallelujah. They might hate him, but they're walking in the creative ability that the Father has given them. This is why, hallelujah, some, even in this hour when they speak, things instantly happen. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because they are walking in the DNA change. Hallelujah. They're doing what he has commissioned, hallelujah, for them to do. Hallelujah. This came about, hallelujah, through the process of chastisement, through the process of rebuking, through the process of crushing, through the process of persecution, through the process of trials and tribulations. You went through great tests, hallelujah, with the understanding that you were going to come out as pure gold. Make no mistake about it. He has done this thing, hallelujah, according to his will. He has done this thing according to his will. He has made the way prosperous even for you, even in this hour. Make no mistake about it. He has done what he has proclaimed to be done. Hallelujah. He has spoken. Hallelujah. And it is so, even in this hour. So, hallelujah, as you're going forth, even in this time, hallelujah, that we're getting ready to embark in, there are going to be, oh my God, great troubles in the earth. Hallelujah. But you, oh my God, hallelujah, have not, hallelujah, remained as a product of the earth. Hear me real good. Hallelujah. Now you must know who you really are. Now you must walk as the spiritual man that you were created to walk as. Hallelujah. Now you must be who you were created to be. Now you must operate like you were created to operate. Hallelujah. Before sin came in. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Now you shall have dominion. Oh, my God. And you shall walk in that dominion power. You shall walk in that dominion authority. You shall be everything that the Father has called for you to be. Hallelujah. And he is saying, even in this hour, I am doing this thing because it is of my will that it is done. Hallelujah. I declare unto all of you, even on this day, that you would get a greater understanding of what the Father is doing. Hallelujah. That you don't get caught up on the hype of the material things that they are talking about. Hallelujah. But that you understand, hallelujah, that you have to become, hallelujah, as he has created you to be. Hallelujah. In order for you to function now, hallelujah, as who you are. Hallelujah. This is the hour. See, those 12 months were supposed to get you to a place where you understood your identity, where you understood who you are, where you understood who is with you and who has made you, where you understood, hallelujah, hey my God, what you have inherited as one of his chosen vessels and one of his children. What has been given unto you, hallelujah, for coming to the kingdom. Oh my God, hallelujah, for such a time even as this. Hallelujah, some of you are walking in the power, Rebakoshaya, to be able to call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah, they, my God. Why? Because as you open your mouth, it shall be created. It shall be manifested. It shall come forth. This is where he is getting us to, in a place of faith where nothing is impossible unto you. Hallelujah, as you walk in obedience and submission, hallelujah, unto the Father. This is where he has called for you to be, in a position even in this hour where you give yourself wholeheartedly, fully, and completely unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us went through a terrible time these last 12 months. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Things were uprooted. Things were torn apart. Hallelujah. Things were destroyed. Hallelujah. Some things collapsed. Some of us lost much, but we gained more than the loss. Hear me real good. Hallelujah. Because we gained the ability, hallelujah, to capture Yahweh's heart. Hallelujah. So he said the DNA upgrade has taken place. Hallelujah. There are those of you that will walk in such a created power of miracle signs and wonders. The supernatural will rest heavy upon you. Hallelujah. Till you will become a wonder even among the people, said the Father. They shall know that I have sent you, that I have chosen you, that I have called you, and I have called you forth and called you into such a time even as this. He said, tell them even in this hour they shall know who I am according to what I have sanctioned for them to be. Hallelujah. And make no mistake about it. It shall be even as the Father has spoken. I declare unto you even on this day, hallelujah, that if you hearken unto him and obey his commandments, so shall it be even as he has spoken. Hallelujah. I declare to you that day, hallelujah, that the release of the word, hallelujah, for this hour, hallelujah, is that you become even as he is, hallelujah, so that you can walk in the power, hallelujah, the authority, hallelujah, the very breath, oh my God, of Yahweh, that you would exhibit everything that he is in this earth. Hallelujah. You shall be an example, Rebakoshaya, of the essence of who he is. Hallelujah. Unto the people. And the power, Rebakoshaya, that shall be released. Hallelujah. Shall cause many, Rebakoshaya, to declare that surely he is the only God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hear me real good. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. You shall walk in that manner. Hallelujah, my God. Why? Because now you have become one with him. This is what that DNA upgrade had to do. It had to get you in a position to where you become one as he is. Hallelujah. So you have the ability to walk, Rebakoshaya, in the purification, the sanctification, and the beautification, hallelujah, of who he is, even in this hour. Righteousness, Rebakoshaya, hallelujah, is not determined, Rebakoshaya, by the tradition of man, hallelujah, but he said that remnant is bringing forth a true, and Rebakoshaya, and a new righteousness, hallelujah, that's predicated on whether your character, your attitude, your behavior, hallelujah, your ways, your thoughts, oh my God, hallelujah, are like his. Hallelujah. This is what the new righteousness is all about, even in this hour. This is the new glory that is being released, even in this season. Hallelujah. Where you no longer have the ability, Rebakoshaya, to use a shortcoming, because he said you should have been purified, sanctified, and beautified. Hallelujah. During these last 12 months, many missed it because they could not handle the process, because the process, hallelujah, was very, very grueling. I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, especially when it came to the public humiliation, hallelujah, especially when it came to where folks that once walked with you now publicly bashes you and destroys your name and character, and even the very ones, hallelujah, that prophesied, hallelujah, hey, my God, the will of the Father, even in your life begin to take back their words and lie, hey, my God, about you, because they could not stand, hallelujah, to see you in that process, because they mistook it to mean that you were in sin or that you was doing something wrong. They didn't understand that the Father was completing your transfiguration. He was completing, my God, hallelujah, he was completing you, hallelujah, so that you can get to a place, hallelujah, my God, that when you stand before the people, because you're going to be faced with people that's going to challenge, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, the God you serve, hallelujah, but you will have the ability, because of who you are, because of your DNA, because of what shall illuminate from you, because what they shall even encounter in your presence, hallelujah, they'll have, my God, they'll have to bow to the, my God, to Yahweh, who you serve, hallelujah, and they will have to, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, give him glory, because of what, hey, my God, shall be released, hallelujah, from you, even in this hour. The Holy Ghost said, think not on the things that have been, but think on the things that are to come, because your voice, because see, your voice have to be credible because of what you're going to release in this hour, hallelujah, because you're going to be releasing even some strange instructions for the people in order to prepare them, hallelujah, for the traumas and the catastrophes and the destruction, hey, my God, that shall enter in this hour into the earth. You're going to have a credible voice and a credible lifestyle. You're going to have a lifestyle that is credible before the eyes of the people. In other words, the Father said, I did it, hallelujah, Koshaya, so that when you come before them, they will find none of Satan operating in you. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hear me on this morning. Reba Koshaya, you had to go through it. You had to encounter it. You had to be broken. You had to go through it. It was of a necessary, hallelujah, necessity that you dealt with everything that was in you that was not like him. So he put the mirror on you. The microscope was on you in this hour. This last 12 months, you were put under the microscope and examined very closely by him. Hallelujah. Your heart was tried. Your love was tried. Hallelujah. Everything in your life was tried during these 12 months in order for him to get you in a place to where he could use you, even for his glory. So I say unto you, even on this day, hallelujah, to arise even in this hour, hallelujah, don't be caught up in the hype of things, hallelujah, but hear the Father as it pertains to everything, hallelujah, because some of you are going to be divinely directed by him. Some of you, you have learned obedience, my God. That's why some of you didn't open your mouth even when they persecuted you. That's why some of you didn't flinch even when they came up against you. Hallelujah. That's why when the enemy came after you, hallelujah, you didn't run, and you didn't bow down, hallelujah, unto him. Hallelujah. But you stood, hallelujah, on the word. Why? Hallelujah. Because your DNA had changed. Hallelujah. And no longer was your flesh given the ability to be able to dictate to you how you react, what comes before you, or anything else. But you came to a place where you died totally to your flesh and you gave yourself over to him. And in this, hallelujah, you better understand and know that he has brought you, hallelujah, to a place, even a victory. As the world begins to spiral even the more out of control, hallelujah, those of you that he has changed your DNA, you are going to be, hallelujah, the guides even in this hour. You're going to be the GPS of the kingdom, hallelujah, to guide the people in the way that they need to go. Hallelujah, the things they need to do. Hallelujah, you're not operating according to the tradition of man. Hallelujah. Even those of you, oh my God, hallelujah, hey my God, hallelujah, that he's going to use, even, oh my God, to go forth. He said, it's the hour of the teacher. Hear me real good, because there's some things that must be taught. Hallelujah, because some of you even need to understand who you are and why you were chosen and who you are as a chosen one of the Father. Hallelujah. So the teachers are coming forth in this hour. Hallelujah. Their DNA is not the same as the teachers, hey, my Kosaya, that have been, hallelujah, through the seminaries and theological schooling, hallelujah, their DNA has changed, Rabbi Kosaya, so that when they talk from the kingdom, they talk as the mouth of Yahweh in the earth. Hear me real good, hallelujah. He said, this is you, hallelujah, Kosaya, the ones who he has changed, hallelujah, into his image. He said, you are the GPS in the earth, in this hour, that shall guide my people unto me, said the Father. They shall become even as I have spoken when I made man. Hallelujah. They shall become the image of me even in this hour. Hallelujah. And the things that have been done, hallelujah, to tarnish the image, to take away, Rabbi Kosaya, the image, to destroy, Rabbi Kosaya, the image that he created us in. Hallelujah. We're coming to bring that image back, Reba Kosaya, and no longer will people, hey my God, look at him as contempt, Reba Kosaya, but they shall see the operation of him through these holy, righteous, hallelujah, dedicated, committed, loyal, my Kosaya, vessels that he have called to the kingdom for such a time even as this. Make no mistake about it, he shall cause it to be so. And I dare my Kosaya, and I thank him even on this day, hallelujah, that he shall do it even for such a time even as this. Hallelujah. He said, go forth and guide the people back to him. Hallelujah. This is what those in this hour are called to do, to guide the people back to him. That's why he said a new righteousness is being presented, not that righteousness of self-centeredness and coming to the Kosaya and bringing the people to man, hallelujah, but it's a righteousness that will, hey my God, that will lead them straight into the kingdom of Yahweh, and into his arms they shall go, even in this hour. So go forth, people, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. One of the things the Father told me, hallelujah, he said, you cannot do anything, hey, my God, that is traditional. Hallelujah. People were calling, saying this and saying that. I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm not releasing anything. Hallelujah, my God, because y'all only want to hear that you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah, and that you're going to get a blessing and you're going to be prosperous. Hallelujah. But the thing in this hour is the teachers are getting ready to teach you true sanctification, true purification, and true beautification. In salvation, hallelujah, they're getting ready to teach you real righteousness, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, and his righteousness shall go forth, and again, I'm going to say it because y'all get mixed up, his righteousness is not according to the traditions that man has set about dress and all that. His righteousness is going to be about his character, his attributes, his attitude, his behavior, his mindset, his heart. Hallelujah. This is what we're going to present to you in this hour. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. And then I heard the Father say, Rabbi Kosaya, this is not the season to even worry about who hates you, who don't like you, or any such thing. Hallelujah. You keep your eyes, hallelujah, focus on him. Hallelujah. And don't let none of this stuff deter you or stop you, hallelujah, from doing what he said. In this hour, Reba Kosaya. Hallelujah. You know what? In this hour, Reba Kosaya. I'm about to mess up. It's going to be more about the teacher than it is even about the prophet. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost began to tell me. He said, I have sent the prophets among them, and they have prophesied, and they have prophesied, and they have prophesied, and they have prophesied. And yet the people have not learned. They still don't have no knowledge of me. Hallelujah. Because they're only looking for prophecy. He said, now I'm bringing forth teaching and training. Hallelujah. Even for the people, so that the people, even in this hour, begin to be exalted. Hallelujah. In my name. Hallelujah. Through the earth. So that the people can see and know who they are and operate in that knowledge of truth. Hallelujah. So that we can see the miracle signs and wonders of people getting limbs, oh my God, grown back. Hallelujah. I have no eyes in the socket. Eyes coming in. When this will be the season. Hallelujah. When they will speak. Hallelujah. And whatever the Father say. Hallelujah. Will come to pass. Hear me real good. Because what you need to understand, it's not going to be your voice that's coming out. But it's going to be his voice coming out of your mouth. And the revelations and the knowledge that shall be released in this hour shall change the hearts and minds, even of the people. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. So this will be a time, even in this hour, when you will even hear the prophets doing more prophetic teaching. Hallelujah. They're going to be on more of a teaching mode than they are a prophesying, as you have become accustomed to receiving from them. Hallelujah, my God. Because it is up to, hey, my God, the teachers in this hour to come forth now. Hallelujah. So that they, hallelujah, can bring the people into understanding. Hallelujah. Because it does no good for you to have all this knowledge and you don't even have no understanding. Hallelujah. So he's going to do it just like he said. It's going to come about just like he spoke it. And we're going to see it just like he has said. Hallelujah. And it shall be so. So I thank the Father for each and every one of you that have joined, hallelujah, on this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you, hallelujah, this afternoon for taking heed, just hearing. Hallelujah. I know people, hallelujah, wanted to hear a hype. Hallelujah. But hey, hallelujah, I got to do it like the Father said, do it. Hallelujah. And he said to tell them, hallelujah, my God, that this is the hour, hallelujah, where, hey, my God, where those of his DNA, that have become the image of him. Hey, my God. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. Are getting ready to come forth. He said, that has been exalted. Hallelujah. My God, those that have been exalted, those that have set in great positions now shall come down. And those that have been lowly and forgotten, ostracized and outcast, shall now be raised up in the kingdom for such a time as this, because they have went through the process. Hallelujah. They have eliminated their flesh. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. And the lust and the things of this world. Hallelujah. They have been crucified with Christ. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, in this hour. Hallelujah, but nevertheless, hey, my Messiah. Hallelujah, they live. Hallelujah, and the life they live according to his standards. Hallelujah, according to his ways. And according, hallelujah, to how he has commanded us to be. He said, let us make them. For 12 months. He told the Godhead got together, hallelujah, my God, the council of Yahweh got together and said, come on, let us make them now back into our image. And some of you went through, hallelujah, for the image that you're now portraying in this earth. Hallelujah. Go forth. Hallelujah. Give the people what the Father says. Give them. Hallelujah. Don't allow anyone to change you from who you are. Hallelujah. You possess the DNA, Rebakoshiah, of Yahweh's kingdom and of his spirit, of his nature. Hallelujah. You possess the DNA of his nature. Now walk in it and know that he loves you and he's concerned about you. Be blessed. I love you. Bye-bye.